have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
If this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast, we want to make sure that you understand we're grateful for you listening in on another day. I'm excited about the goodness of God. I'm excited about what he's doing. He's brought us another week, and we can give him all of the glory. Listen, I just want to make sure you understand he's a faithful God. He's a great God, and he's worthy to be praised. Again, we're going to be talking about in spite of and not just because. We want to send a shout out to our producer, Kimmy Kim. God bless you on today, all of our Elation family, to you, each and every listener that listens in, to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright, Jr., and to everyone who's taking their time out to do what you're doing, listening on today. Listen, if this is your first time listening in, let me share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, hallelujah, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, and community and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Well, listen, we've been talking about how great our God is. I want you to know we just got a chance to sit back, relax for most families across the world, the country, that include themselves in Labor Day. But listen, let us not forget that that is still a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and did rejoice and was glad in it. If you will, let us go before the throne of grace. Let us summons our Father to come in, to hear, to listen, to instruct, to do whatever he wants to do, because he's worthy to be praised. No matter what you're going through, know that he's worthy. Know that he's good. Know that he's great. Know that he's concerned about you. He will not forget about you and what you're going through. He's ever attentive to what you're going through. There's a song that said, oh, my God, God will take care of you, whatever be tied. That means he knows all about it. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on today for being good, for being God, for being great, for seeing all, knowing all, taking care of all that is on our hearts and minds. We ask, oh God, that you will come in, bless this podcast, bless Elation Radio, bless Elation Radio and Magazine. Bless all of the families that are listening in, each listener, whether it's week from week or they just pop on, if they're listening now or live or in the replay. God, you see them. You know their needs. You know their heart. You know my heart. You know all that is going on with each and every one of us. We just want to praise you. We want to thank you for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy, your grace. You didn't have to wake us up this morning. It's more than a song, but you did, oh God. And for that, we're forever grateful. Grateful for the opportunity to serve you. Grateful for the opportunity to call on your name. Grateful that you gave us life, health, strength, and the capacity that we're in. We're just grateful, God. And we just want you to know we love you, we adore you, and we represent the kingdom because we're in relationship with you. Would you come in now and forgive sins, any thoughts, any ways that are like you, and unlike you, rather, and things that we need to change. God, would you do it on today? Would you help us today? Lord, I'm so excited. I got to calm myself down because I know you have a word for the listening audience on today. So we just excitedly ask that you come in, have your divine will and way, and we will forgive others and bless your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, as you can hear, I'm just so excited. I'm trying to keep myself in tune because I'm telling you, there's nothing like a word from the Lord. There's nothing like when he speaks directly into each and every one of our situations, because he knew who was going to be on the line. He knew who was going to be on the replay. He knows exactly what's going on in our lives, and it's something to know out of all that he created, out of creation itself, that he would take the time to make sure that we have a word from him. Oh, what a blessing it truly, truly is. On today, we're talking about in spite of and not just because. You know, I don't know about you, but there's something when you have a press in your praise. There is something when you go beyond just what you normally do for kingdom's sake. It's something when you press past every problem, every situation, anything on your mind, everything that's weighing you down, and you still, in spite of, give him a hallelujah praise. See, it's the action and the faith that we have that moves heaven. I need somebody to catch it today. It's your action and your faith that moves heaven. There's times we can tell the Lord, I love you, I love you, I praise you, and that's good. But it's something when you don't feel like praising him. It's something when something has happened or occurred in your life, and it just seems like you should be falling apart, but you say to God, you're still good, you're still wonderful. Not only do I love you, I will not stop praising you. I will not stop giving you your just due, because you're worthy, no matter where I am, no matter what you're calling me to do, to give you that praise. It's something about a press. It's something about when you're going out of your way. It's something when things are done in such a way that it grabs heaven's attention. I want to show you how to grab heaven's attention on today. Not just pray, but pray with the assuredness that you know God is going to answer you. I want to share with you on today some examples of people that pressed in spite of their pain, in spite of their problems, in spite of all the things that the enemy threw at them and things they had faced in life. I want you to know you're going to face some things in this life. I want you to know life can be pretty hard, but here's the thing. It's designed to be that way. He never told us we would have all good days. He never told us that we wouldn't go through anything. He did assure us that when we go through and we're connected to the vine, see, that's the key right there. The relationship you have with him will carry you through. If you're not connected, it's a little difficult to believe that he's able to do anything but fail. It's something when he's moving and he's showing you day by day, he's the same God of yesterday and forevermore. He's the same God that created miracles, that people could be healed, people could be delivered, people could be set free. You need to understand your situation isn't any different than theirs. When you call on the name of the Lord and you know that he will answer, you can expect that he's going to move on your behalf. Even, let me say this, if it's not the outcome you were looking for. We're going to talk about all of that. The in spite of, not just because, praise, life, kingdom living, all of it, so that we can understand. Would you grab your Bibles now and let us go through the Word of God that we can read together and understand that his Word is for us, and we have the ability and the choice to receive it. Amen. Let's go to St. Mark 5. Thank you, Jesus. That's St. Mark 5. And we'll start at the 21st verse. I want to go up a little bit. That's why I was really trying to see which way we were going to go here. Give me a moment here. Let me hear. All right, Lauren. Okay. All right. Woo. Mm-mm-mm. Let's go to the 21st verse. And it says, and when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell, my God, at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, my daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Let's stop right there. First of all, this ruler of the synagogue knew and heard of the reputation of Jesus, right? And he sees him and says, here is my opportunity to get an answer and a need met by approaching him and knowing in the end I'm going to get what I've asked him for. He went to Jesus in faith. It was his action and his faith that moved Jesus to want to go with him. And he said that his daughter lieth at the point of death. He said, I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her. So Jesus went with him. But on the way, let's pick it up at 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. See, she didn't want the fanfare of feeling she had to go up to him and say a lot of things. See, God has given us different examples of how to reach his heart and how to know we believe what he said and get an answer. Keep in mind what I said. There are times that the outcome may not come the way you want, but he's always good, in spite of and not just because. He goes on, and the word says, when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around, about to see her that had done this thing. And the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came, oh my God, and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith have made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. My God, had you noticed, he started off on a journey for a young lady who lieth at the point of death. But in the midst, his compassion, his love, his caring, felt the need and the virtue going out of him for someone else who believed he was able to deliver what he preached about. I need you to understand today, he's still delivering what he preached about. Jairus' daughter, as well as the woman with the issue of blood. I don't know if you've ever been sick. I don't know if you've ever felt things at the point of death. I don't know if things have been at a place that everything seemed like it was out of control. God bless you. Yes. God bless you. And God had a way of coming through and doing what he said he would do. Listen to me. That woman needed him so much that she would touch his clothes. She wasn't worried just about touching him, but his clothes. Now, here's the other thing I need you to understand. Not only would she touch his clothes, but this woman of God, who had this faith, who believed after she had spent all she had, after she touched his clothes, did you notice that her and Jairus both fell at his feet? Somebody better catch it today. They both fell at his feet. What does it mean when you're going through something to fall at the feet of Jesus? Let's keep reading because we're going to find out. This is how you touch heaven. This is how you allow the atmosphere to shift on your behalf, because it becomes so where what you're going is not as great as what you are going to receive from him. Nothing will hurt you in the place of worship. Just one word, one word, one word, one word can make a difference in your life from the Lord. Do you know that that word is available for you? Do you know that just as Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, and just as the woman, they just call her the woman with the issue of blood, she was so significant that they had to personify her. I want you to know, you're so significant that the world may not understand who you are in faith with him. But you will be personified with him. Every case is special to him. Everything that we believe according to his word and live to believe what he said, he is in control. He will make a way out of no way. He will show up when everybody else thinks he's not coming. He's a good God. And I just need for us to catch this on today. Worship is the way. Praising him is the way, in spite of and not just because. Not because you did it for me. I don't even know if it's done right now, but I'm going to praise you until I get an answer. I'm going to worship you even if the answer don't come out to be what I want it to be, because it's in spite of and not just because. You're good. You're powerful. You're majestic because you're God. You're able to do anything but fail. And what I need us to be conditioned with on today, to understand, he's still worthy of our praise. He's still good because he's God. And I thank him each and every day. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. And he was telling her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. And be whole of thy plague. And while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid. Only believe. Do you have a situation today that the Lord would tell you, be not afraid, only believe? And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And when he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seeth the turmoil, and them that wept and wailed greatly. Do you know there are times when people will weep and wail, not only in a time of death, But in a time when someone is afflicted and they don't know if they're going to live, and they will weep and they will cry greatly, and it touches his heart, the word of God says we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. I need you to know, when you get every ache, every pain, he understands it. He knows what you're going through. When your heart is broken and ripped in two, he understands. He knows what you're going through. When you can't find your way and you think, God, what else can go wrong? He understands. And he's on his way when you call on the name of the Lord, in spite of, and not just because. Lord, have mercy. Verse 39, and when he has come in, he saith unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. Let me say this. You can't always take everybody where you're going in faith. This was a situation of confidentiality, strong faith. If you would laugh at him in the midst of knowing he is God, maybe you can't ride and do the things that God wants you to do. Why? Because you don't yet believe him. You don't understand his ways. Do you know the world is laughing at some situations, not understanding? They heard grandma say it, great-grandma say it, grandfather say it. All of our older family members that were saved said they knew they heard that the word says he's coming back again. The world is laughing to scorn. This is a fable to them. This is something they believe is not going to happen. But let me warn you here. If Jesus himself put out everybody, only the people that have faith, what do you think he's going to do for the church? What do you think he's going to do for the world? What do you think he's going to do when it comes with something that's against what he's already prophesied and said, what's already written in the word of God? Remind yourself, this isn't a time to laugh or be in unbelief. This is a time to cleave to the word of God and believe he said it, he meant it, and he's coming back again. He said it, he meant it, and he's coming back again. And he said he's coming for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. He's talking to me. He's talking to you. He's talking to everyone that can hear. He is coming back. And the word of God is true. The word of God says in 40, and they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. That meant nobody in there had no unbelief. That meant that nobody entered into that room walking with Jesus, knew that they could do something different than what he was doing. They knew that when he came in, my God, today, to do the work that needed to be done, to heal, to deliver, to be what he said he was going to be, nobody was going to question him. Have you ever questioned the Lord in a time when you felt like it just wasn't going to come out the way you thought? And yet his love, his grace, his mercy, his compassion, because he understands there's no good thing in the flesh, he comes through like a mighty God. He comes through and does what he said he's going to do. He's great. He's God. And he's able to do anything but fail. And 41, he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Ha! my God, today. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Listen, may the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. What is he saying to us? We have got to understand, I teach this to my spiritual, you must be confident when you're dealing with people's lives. You must be confident when you're walking in the gospel and you're trusting God and you're believing God. And everybody can't always enter into the faith realm you're in. Because if you say, God said for me to go and do A, B, C, and D, and the first thing you hear them say, I don't know if I would do that, well, you better put a check right there. You better say, oh, okay, and listen clearly to hear what's being said, because it will save you a lot of heartache and trouble down the road. See, it's either we believe him or we don't. It's either that we're standing on this gospel or we're not. We're not creating new gospels these days. We're not trying to make something different than what he wrote in the word. We believe it, we stand on it, and we trust him no matter what it looks like. We trust him no matter what it feels like. We trust him because he said he will deliver. Now listen, I recognize there's been a lot going on. I recognize this world has thrown some ugly hits at the body of Christ. I recognize they're even beginning to already go in and do things to make the believers believe that God is not going to come through. But my question to you is, who do you believe? What are you standing on? How will you stand in the time when it's roughest for the body of Christ? Do you have a word deep down inside of you? I want to remind you of what Jairus and the woman with the issue of blood did. I want to remind you they fell at his feet and worshiped him. Now, they didn't need just a synagogue or a church to worship him. Do you know you can worship him in your home? Do you know you can worship him quietly in the bathroom at work? Do you know you can worship him where the opportunity is given to you that you can say in reverence and honor to him that he's still good, he's still worthy, he's still God? What will it cost you? Because I don't want to mislead you. What is it going to cost you to live for the Lord and to give him your all in spite of what it looks like? What is it going to cost you? Cost you pain? Is it going to cost you heartache? Is it going to cost you losses? Is it going to cost you something you can't even imagine? Oftentimes, yes. But will you praise him in spite of and not just because? Will you give him your all? And I'm talking about not just when heads are looking, but when they're not. Will you shut down? Sometimes it calls for you to pray, shut down, say nothing to nobody. Just be there to hear his voice, because when he's speaking, you don't want to miss anything. Is your prayer life set up that you do all the talking and he doesn't get a chance to speak? Let me say that again. Is your prayer life set up that when you pray, that you weren't taught communication is two ways? It's not just one way, right? It's not just a time where you do the talking and he's never heard. Are we really praying effectively? Are we really allowing him and giving him time? Oh, he didn't move quick enough, so let me go on and do this over here. Oh, you know what? He didn't do that quick enough over there. Let me just go over here. He didn't move quick enough there. I'm going to have to do it myself because he's not moving quick enough for me. And I need this done right now. Well, you're going to be in a whirlwind of chaos, craziness. See, there's a difference between persecution and going through for his name's sake than because of decisions that we may make. Patience is needed when dealing with the Lord. I need someone to catch this. Patience is needed when you're dealing with him. Because, see, he may not just flip things over for you like you think he can. He might say, I need to see if you're able to handle what the kingdom is getting ready to do. And it's going to require you to go through. It's going to require you to lose some stuff, to go through and trust me in the process. Now, some people would say, I'm not doing that. That's a little too much. No, the gospel ain't meant to do that. You know, you're supposed to come to him, give him your hand. He's supposed to fulfill his word, and that's the end, and that's all. But what if it costs you more than you ever could imagine, and you yet still holding on, saying, God, I believe you. God, you said, Lord, I'm going to praise you through this. Because, see, I know the end of this thing is going to glorify you. Do you want his glory? Or do you want your name out there? Do you want it that when you go through, you can still encourage somebody else? You can still give all you got. You can still do what the word says do. And do it because he's going to be glorified. He's going to be glorified. Can you praise him in spite of and not because? Can you look at your situation and say, oh, it's hurting me. It's cutting me up one side down the other. But God, I'm going to give you praise. God, I'm going to love you anyway. God, I'm not going to let this affect what you said to me because I already understand. Great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Great, is our God. And greatly is he to be praised. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what it feels like. He's still a mighty God. And he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Oh, but my loved one died. He still is God. Because, see, we know there are angels that are with us. There are things that happen behind the scenes. Have you ever seen a great production? You've gone to the theater, and you've seen all of these great scenes. Somebody had to make those scenes to be what they are. Somebody that wasn't on stage saying a line or singing a tune, they had to help create what you saw. What is it that we're going through in life that we don't see what's behind the scenes that's really working on our behalf? I know you may not feel it. It may feel hard. God said it's working for your good. Romans 8:28. And we know all things are working together for our good to those who love him and are the called according to his purpose. What does that mean? I said yes to him. I stayed faithful to him. I pressed into him. I worshiped him. I cried out to him. I did what the word says do. I trusted him. I trusted and trust him. And he said he would direct all of our paths. So when you're waiting, you should be rejoicing. Well, you don't understand everything the way it appears to be, because I'm going to say it, appears to be. You can rejoice. You can give him glory, because in those times, he's getting glory. You said you loved him. But did you understand that it's going to cost you something? Did you understand that pain that would come is only, to me, an indicator of the greatness that's coming behind it? Anybody ever felt like all hope was gone? And he said, oh, I know you pressed in this. Sometimes it even seemed like he's silent. And it's in those times behind the scenes. The angels, some of you haven't even released your angels. God said to them, I release you to be about our Father's business, to work on my behalf in this situation. Because some of us don't believe angels are real. I'm going to tell you they are. I'm going to show you they work. They show up in time. You can't even explain the number of times they kept you. They protected you. You've been in car accidents. Some folks should have been dead, but yet and still they live because their angels were on assignment. They were released into the atmosphere to fulfill the work concerning their lives. Are you releasing your angels today to do the work that the kingdom of God has summoned them to do? Or are they just not fulfilled? That's like having a job and paying somebody. You're paying them every week, and they ain't doing nothing they need to do because they haven't been activated into their responsibilities and duties. What are your angels' responsibilities and duties? We know they're sent to protect us. They're sent to cover us. They're sent to look out for us. They're sent to go and get things for us that heaven demanded we have. They are on assignment for our lives. They're going through with us when we're feeling pain, when we're going through various situations. But if we don't allow them to come in, if we don't release them, they're activated to a certain degree. But it's something like a child when you say to your children and you train them and you teach them well, hey, would you do A, B, C, and D? And guess what? They do it and they do it well. Why? Because they want your approval. Our angels want to be activated. They want to have the position and duties they're assigned to concerning our lives. When we activate them, we see the hand of God moving. Will you trust him today to know that everything he promised you, everything he's working on your behalf, it's working for your good? I know it may take a little time. Oh, I'm going through some things. It takes a little time. But in the process of the time, I'm still yet praising him. I'm still yet glorifying him. I'm still listening for his every move. What do you say do? How do you say do? Even when it don't make sense to other folk, it really doesn't matter if I'm listening to him. Can you imagine Noah when he gave him the command that it was going to rain and he's building this ark and nobody understood it? They laugh again. They laughing. They're mocking God. They're not understanding the assignment Noah has. And Noah just keep faithfully working. And Noah's like, I know he's like, Lord, come on now. How soon? How much longer are we going to do this? He got to be scorned. He got to be talked about. He got to go through. In spite of his own actions and thoughts and processes, he had to go through. But his assignment was fulfilled the work that was given to him. And guess what? Noah did it. He worked and he faithfully, but I can imagine. You know the greater loss that's coming. While they're mocking the work you're given to do. I want to encourage every pastor, minister, person that's assigned to God. You don't have to be a person that's behind the pulpit to serve him. You serve him. I like the term minister. I have to remind myself so many times people will say, Pastor, minister. I don't argue with them over a title. I want to be found doing the work. I want God to see that a servant's heart is important. He calls us friend of God. Do you love to serve others? And even in the serving, let me tell you, when you're really serving, the work can get so great. It can be, and listen, they'll do you just like they did Jesus. See, Jai Iris started off with him, and he was doing the work that he said he would do. He pressed in, and he said the people thronged him. But yet he was going to do the assignment. Just because you think he forgot don't mean he had. And in the midst of him going to see about Jai Iris' daughter, here comes a woman with the issue of blood. Have you ever been going through something? It seemed like God took care of somebody. I'm talking to somebody today. God took care of their situation before he took care of yours. Never meant that he wasn't going to take care of yours. It's just that God has a compassion. Jesus has a compassion to meet needs on the way. I'm so glad he meets needs on the way, because that need could be you or me. Let us not worry about how long it's going to take. Just keep your mind focused that he's going to take care of the situation, just like he did for Jai Iris in the midst when the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment. And they both were worshiping him. We just talked about Mary and Martha. Martha was so busy doing the work, my God, today, that she forgot about the worship. Don't ever be so caught up in the work that you forget about the worship, those private times in prayer, those abilities to read the word and get the nuggets God has, that he's talking to you. Those times when he says, listen, I command you come unto me, where you can talk to me freely. You can tell me everything on your mind, everything in your heart, and I'll listen to you. But it ain't just you talking. He starts revealing his word to you. Ooh, how precious are those times. Or he starts revealing and showing you things to answer what you've asked him about. You know how beautiful that is? But you first got to yield yourself to him. We're in that worship, that glorifying him, making him the center and the head of everything, that you can hear his voice clearly and you will know what he wants you to do, no matter how long it takes. I encourage you to stand firmly on the word of God. There's so many things going on now, but he's the same Jesus taking care of it all. Be patient and praise him in spite of and just because it might be somebody else along the way that he said he needs to see about them like he needs to see about you. But guess what? Think about it. When he went and took care of the woman with the issue of blood, let me blow your mind. She was alive. He wanted to make sure they knew who he was, because Jai Iris' daughter was dead. What is he saying? He's great whether it's in the process of living, or he's still great when somebody dies, even if they don't get up again. Be encouraged today to praise him in spite of and not because. He wants to be glorified. Who are we to stop his glory because it don't fit our circumstances or the way we want to feel? Great and he's mighty. Be thankful he chose you to be picked on, to be picked out. Be grateful, because trouble don't last always. Be grateful, because he's going to be the king that he is, and he's going to show up at the appropriate time. But just keep your heart and your mind tuned to worshiping him. Keep your mind focused on him, because there are a lot of distractions right now Don't think that one hit coming, another one's not. You prepare yourself through prayer and worshiping, so when they come, it's like a duck's back. Listen, it's rolling like water off his back. You're a child of God. You have power in his word, but you got to be connected to the vine. So if you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, I pray you get to know him. And even if you've been in church all your life, I pray you get to the opportunity to understand true worship. It's not just a song. It's not just a dance. It's a lifestyle. It's a how much do I include you in my day? You could be working and include them in your day. A lot of folk can learn real quick how to put something in their ears, to watch things in between on their time that they're allowed to. We're not talking about being disrespectful to man's working. We're talking about being able to still incorporate him in your everyday life. Not at the end of your day when you did everything you wanted to, but to worship him. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for guiding me. You know what? In fact, I need you to lead and guide me because I'm not wise enough to lead and guide myself. Would you come into my life and do that for me today? Would you help me to do the things you're calling me to do? And it may not seem like I'm quite there where I understand. Could you show me clearly what you want me to do? Could you take me where you want me to go? Would you protect me in the process? Would you bless my family, my friends, and all my enemies? I need my enemies because they keep me close to you. God, would you just touch them? Would you save them? Would you heal them? Would you deliver them? You don't pray against them. You pray for them. He said, pray for those that despitefully misuse you. And be good to those that mean you no good. Trust him. He's not going to put you in a dangerous situation. He's going to give you a mindset and a strategy to live a fulfilled life in him. But know there's a cost. Praise him in spite of, not just because. Even when you don't understand it, just praise him. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I give you all. Help me today. Strengthen me today. I love you. Isn't that good news? Wouldn't that make his heart glad? I'm telling you, it's nothing like living that life. You know how they say I ain't about that life? I'm about that life. I like that life. I love him. Because I know there's nobody greater. I know he's going to take care of all of us. And I know he's going to prove his word. But I have to, you have to continue to trust him no matter what. Pray that this week's exhortation has been a blessing and an encouragement, a strength to you, that you are able to understand and find and hear the word of God as it relates to your life. Because that's what it is, relationship. It's not just about reading it. It's about studying it, understanding how it affects you. What does it do for you? How does it strengthen you and empower you? Because the word of God should strengthen you and empower you, even at the weakest time. He tells us his grace is sufficient. Continue to pray. Continue to worship him. Continue to praise him, that he can be glorified and he can be lifted up. If we lift him up, my God, he'll do all the drawing. If we lift him up, he will do all the drawing. Do you know you can lift him up without saying a word? Somebody's watching you. Somebody's wanting to know if this God, this Jesus, this one we talk about is real. And if he's real, they want to know how he can affect their life and what he can do for them. Will you accept the challenge to allow his light to shine through you, that somebody will know he's real and that he is God and that he's still healing, he's still saving, he's still delivering? He's healing, he's saving, and he's delivering. And he's still working with us. Come on, we're all in progress and process. We are. So whose better hands to be in but his? Remember that. He sees you, he loves you, and he cares about you. And he's going to make a way out of no way. And sometimes you just have to wait. So be encouraged today. Be lifted up. He's worthy to be praised. I want to ensure you and let you know if this is your birthday month, we celebrate you on Just For You with Pastor Michelle Wright. I want to send a shout out to all the September birthdays. Both our mom's birthdays who are in heaven have gone on to be with the Lord or in this month. We celebrate them. I celebrate you and your birthdays. I would love to hear what some of you do on your birthdays. I'm sure you're worshiping and praising the Lord and doing a great work. But know that if nobody tells you, they celebrate you. We celebrate you here Just For You and Elation Radio. I want to also let you know, maybe you've had a baby, you're going to school this year, maybe you're doing something and stepping out in faith that you've never done before. We want you to know we're celebrating your accomplishments, asking God to keep his hand upon you, to continually bless you, lead you, and guide you, that you can accomplish what his will is in your life. We also understand there are times when things happen, situations come up, our hearts are broken, death may occur, maybe a loved one is lingering with a chronic disease. Whatever the case is, we want you to know we are praying for you here and Just For You, and we're praying for your families and those that are connected to you. We believe in the power of prayer. We understand he's able to do anything but fail. We ask that you trust him in those hours, even when it's hardest for you. We send our condolences out this week to the Washington family, to the Groans family, and the passing of your mother and wife, Gwendolyn Groans, a very beautiful, precious woman of God who is now with the Lord. We love you. We're praying for you all. Please stay strong in the Lord. It takes time, and we understand anybody who's been through grief understand it takes time to keep moving forward after the loss of a loved one. I want you to know if your loved one has passed, or maybe perhaps you're in a hospital and you have to pray for your loved one, be encouraged. Know that God is with you. Know that he's concerned about you and your family and your life and all that's going on, that he will not forget about you. He's there. He loves you, and he cares. I want you to also be encouraged. If you need any resources in this hour, we highly recommend United Way. It is an organization known throughout the United States. They are there to help with rental assistance, various tools that you need. We also have the Urban League St. Louis. That's ULSTL.org. They have done a great and a marvelous work, and God is moving and meeting the needs of the lives of people in utilizing these resources. Sometimes all churches are not fully equipped, various organizations, but what God is doing is bringing all these resources together that people may obtain help in the time of need. Be encouraged, be strengthened, and know that God is with you. He loves you, and he's doing a great work, and he's concerned about you. We are coming to the end of the podcast. I want to remind you of a couple of more announcements. We know that it is important. You all know I have a heart for seniors. You know that. And I want to encourage you about grandparents and parents. Be sure to join the Grandparents' Day, and it's going to be on Zoom. It's a celebration that's going to take place on September the 11th. It is hosted by Sources Empowered on Emerge and Develop, and it is SEED, and they're going to celebrate this on September the 11th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. How precious is it to be able to celebrate grandparents? We recognize parents are wonderful. They are raising their children, but grandparents are so precious, and you are blessed. Can I say that? If you have your grandparents living. For more information, please contact her name is Catherine McCains. She's located on Facebook. That is who I call. You guys know she's my girl. I call her the senior guru. I love the way she honors seniors and grandparents, and God bless you on this particular event that you do every year. Sources Empowered for Emerge and Develop SEED. Please contact her, Catherine with the Canes, on Facebook, and you'll find all the information pertinent to that. You can also reach out to her via email at kmchaynes@yahoo.com. Thank you so much again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. If you'd like to get in contact with me personally, you can reach me at Facebook under Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E. Last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. On LinkedIn by the same name. On Instagram is His Blessed Girl. And His Blessed Girl 7 with the number 7 behind it. I am looking forward to hearing from you, your praise reports, prayer requests. We love you. We appreciate you. We don't take it for granted that you listen in. As always, we thank God for our producer and visionary, Kimmy Kim, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. We thank God for all that he is doing. For each and every one of you, the listeners, we keep you lifted in prayer. Know that we love you. We're thanking God for you and looking forward to hearing the many praise reports that he's going to do in and through your lives, because he's real, he's able, and he saves. Listen, if you've got a loved one that you're believing God for, let's link up in prayer together. I want to see families healed, saved, and delivered. I believe it. I've seen him do it in my own family. He's able and he's good. Stand strong that he's able to heal, save, and deliver. Will you join me in prayer? If you're going to pray with me, I'm going to say this boldly. Pray in faith, because we're believing God when two or more are gathered in his name. Please know that he is able. He is able to do anything but fail. We trust him. We believe him. Would you come to the altar with me in faith? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask that you come in, cleanse us of any and all things that are not like you. And Lord, we lay all of our burdens. We cast all of our cares on you, for we know you careth for us. We ask, oh God, that you will heal on today, that you will save on today, that you will deliver on today, as only you can. We love you, Lord. We ask that you touch Israel, the prayer that you ask your believers to pray for. We ask that you touch everyone that is being persecuted and that are going out of their way to serve you and are being cut down and being destroyed for your name's sake. We pray right now, God, for all our leaders, world leaders, our president of these United States, all those that are in leadership, pastors. We pray for ministers, evangelists, preachers, teachers, and all that are serving you, whether it is a lay person or whether it is a person with a title, God. We know that you love us all and you're concerned about us. We pray for those that don't know you, God, that don't know your name, never heard about you, or maybe they've turned their back on you. We lift them before you today, God, asking you to touch hearts, touch minds, touch spirits, that they can turn around and give their lives to you before you return. We pray, oh God, for every person afflicted with an illness today, oh God, or that are going through pain, whatever is going on in their life, we're asking you to touch on today, oh God. We pray for marriages. We pray for youth. We pray for everyone, oh God, and ask that you just have your divine will and way. We pray for those who are awaiting, making funeral arrangements, or others who have had to already give their loved ones back to you in prayer and through physical death. We pray, oh God, for every family, that you will heal them, that you will comfort them, that you will give them peace. And then, Lord, we ask that you will be with Elation Radio and Magazine. Guide the footsteps, Lord. Let your perfect will be done. Show yourself mighty and strong. Be who you are. We thank you for every podcast, every person that has a podcast, oh God, that is uplifting the name of Jesus. God, may you be glorified in our lives. May you get the glory for what you are assigning us all to do as believers. We thank you, we trust you, and Lord, we pray for the hardship, the trials and tribulations that are coming to us, we're going through right now. We ask that you have your divine will and way, show up and show out, and we will give you all the honor, all the praise, and all of the glory. Forgive us again of our sins and give us hearts to forgive. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright. We look forward to, if the Lord says the same, for us all to meet again on every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time or 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that he may be glorified and help us each and every time that his glory will reign. Thank you so much again, and until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright with the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. God bless you until we meet again. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.